Now to India and Pakistan. Tensions have been rising between the two nuclear-armed neighbors recently. India blames Pakistan for two terrorist attacks in the disputed region of Kashmir. Nearly 50 Indian troops were killed in a suicide bombing last week and four more in an attack today. Vipin Narang is a nuclear policy expert at MIT.
This is the worst terrorist attack in Kashmir in at least the last two decades. And I think especially with Prime Minister Modi in India facing re-election in May, there was a lot of pressure on the Indian government to respond.
Now, a lot of our listeners are like, Kashmir, what the hell is it? Why is this such a sensitive spot? Take us there and what's going on?
So India and Pakistan were partitioned in 1947 as they were burst from the British Empire. And the status of Kashmir, which is a bordering state, was always in question because the instrument of accession of the state of Kashmir to India was denied by Pakistan. And there have been four wars between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. And there is currently essentially a de facto border known as the line of control. And a lot of these attacks and a lot of the conflict between India and Pakistan on a day-to-day basis occurs across the line of control. And that is different from the established international border on the western side of India and the eastern side of Pakistan.
So getting back to these recent terror attacks, India is blaming Pakistan for the attacks. How come?
Interestingly enough, Jaish-e Mohammed immediately took credit for it, which made India's attribution problem very easy. Jaish-e Mohammed is a militant organization that both the United Nations and India and the United States claims is sponsored by the Pakistan military as a strategic asset of the state to attack India.
What makes this particular crisis different and possibly scarier and more lethal?
You know, the last time there was an attack against Indian security forces, Prime Minister Modi ordered what he called, and the Indians called, a so-called surgical strike, which was an insertion of special forces across the line of control in retaliation. He has now promised retaliation greater than that. There needs to be some sort of what I call retaliation theater to assuage domestic public opinion in India that's baying for blood right now. And Modi has promised a significant retaliation, and he'll have to deliver on that because he's facing a major re-election campaign in May. And the risk is there's a certain amount of retaliation that I think Pakistan would take without risking escalation. The question is how much. Visible missile strikes, for example, I think might force Pakistan to retaliate, and you get into this cycle where the conflict doesn't remain confined to the line of control, but spills over, potentially, over the international boundary and border. And I think that risk is very low, but you can imagine a scenario where Modi miscalculates and you can get off to the races really quickly.
Are you concerned enough in this current crisis to think, oh, there could be some sort of nuclear option being considered?
Not yet. I think right now there's a wide berth of potential retaliatory options, especially across the line of control. If India and Pakistan restrict themselves to exchanges across the line of control, then the risk of nuclear escalation is almost zero. But if things get going across the international border and India involves ground forces across the international border, then I think the risk rises really sharply. So for now, there's a lot of concern about escalation dynamics, and I share those concerns, but there's a long way between where we are today and potentially nuclear escalation. And both sides, you know, Pakistan will rattle the nuclear saber, as India likes to call it. But if the international border is crossed, then I think you have a really sharp rise of, you know, potentially conventional conflict that could escalate to nuclear use by Pakistan.
So I guess the lesson here is India has to do something and it doesn't have any good options.
That's exactly right.
Vipin Narang is a nuclear policy expert at MIT. He's been talking about the risks of a conflict between India and Pakistan. Thanks, Vipin.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.